Dr. Kapinski dictating a mail IME on August 21 regarding Emmanuel, E-M-A-N-U-E-L, Rivera-Arroyo, A-R-R-O-Y-O. Emmanuel Rivera-Arroyo is a 27-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 8/27/20. Apparently he was unloading the trailer when cabinets started falling. Apparently he tried to hold them to avoid them falling on him. Apparently as a result, he fell and injured his back, cum, neck, cum, and left leg. Apparently he went to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently he stated his left leg and neck improved in approximately 2 weeks. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment in 2021. Period admits that years ago he bent his lower back the wrong way and injured it lifting mulch. Period. He improved in approximately 2 weeks. Period. In paragraph, but the records provided, the petitioner was seen at Concentra on 8/27/20. Complaining of pain in the left shoulder, kind of left leg and lower back. But he was unloading cabinets and several came down and fell on top of him. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed. He was evaluated including x-rays that showed no significant radiologic findings. Pretty was diagnosed with left shoulder strain and lumbar strain for which he was referred for physical therapy. Period. He followed up through 9/25/20 and had been able to return to work and tolerate his duties. Since he completed physical therapy, he was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. By then, an additional diagnosis of neck strain was rendered. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Rivera-Arroyo was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 10/8/20. Period. In addition to the subject event, he had hurt his back previously. Period. In 2016, he had a flare-up with radicular pain into his left leg. Period. He had an MRI of the lumbar spine done through South Jersey Radiology. Period. He also had EMG/NCV of his lower extremity. Period. He was told he had a bulging disc in his back with an L4-5 pinched nerve in his leg. Period. He had decreased reflex in his left knee and was sent to pain management. Period. He was given medication and offered injections, but declined. Period. He then started smoking marijuana with improvement of his symptoms. Period. Dr. Lipschultz noted he had, in fact, undergone a lumbar MRI on 4/12/16. Period. It looked as if he had disc pathology with left lower extremity radicular symptoms. Period. He was prescribed medications, comma, physical therapy, comma, and a new MRI. Period. The MRI was done on... The MRI was done on 10/19/20 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy running through 12/7/20. Period. On 2/8/21. Scratch that. He underwent an EMG on 1/11/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 2/8/21, Dr. Lipschultz noted the MRI did not reveal any significant disc pathology. Period. EMG revealed no evidence of lumbar radiculopathy. Period. There was no focal neurologic deficit upon exam. Period. The petitioner asserted he attempted to return back to work, but was only able to work for a couple of days and then stopped because of his pain. Period. Dr. Lipschultz ordered a functional capacity evaluation. appropriate if it was valid and showed a deficit, he would give consideration to further pain management injections. Period, if the test was invalid, then he would be placed at maximum medical improvement. Period, it does not appear the petitioner was compliant in undergoing that functional capacity evaluation. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper, there was dirt under his fingernails, but no, the skin was otherwise normal, color, turgor, and temperature. The rest of that is normal, extremities lower. The left patella reflex was 1+, but the was 2+ on the right. Period, Achilles reflexes were 2+ bilaterally. Period, and underlying this correlates with his documented history of a reflex issue before the subject event. Cervical normal, thoracic normal on the sacral. He ambulated with an exaggerated limp on the left with no assistive devices. Pretty had a limp on walking on his toes, but walking on his heels, he did not. Pretty changed position slowly, complaining of back and leg pain. Pretty demonstrated facial grimacing with any range of motion in this area. Pretty, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 35 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Pretty bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished slowly. Pretty was tender in the midline from L1 through L4. But there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paralumbar musculature. Comma sacroiliac joints, comma sciatic notches, comma iliac crest, comma or graded trochanters. Period, supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without reticular complaints. Period, a positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally and a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, impressions on 8/27/20. Manuel Rivera Arroyo was struck by cabinets that were falling within a truck he was unloading. Period. He was seen the same day. Consensual or x-rays were negative. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, who noted previous injuries, comma, testing, comma, and treatment. Period, a new lumbar MRI was on the 10/19/20 to be inserted. Period, he then had pain management through Dr. Josephson. Period, on 1/11/21, he had an EMG that was negative for lumbar radiculopathy. Period, the lumbar MRI was also unrevealing. Period, new paragraph, he had a well-muscled physique and dirt under his fingernails, all indicative of someone who remains physically active. Period, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, comma back, comma left shoulder, comma or left leg. Period. He was able to return to work with the insured in a full duty capacity, but recently resigned for personal reasons. Period. And that is the end.